gentlemen, welcome.
Please note that while I am a mental health professional and educator of this podcast and the information shared within it, I intended solely for information, education, and entertainment purposes. The content discussed does not constitute therapy, counseling, or any form of professional mental health services. It should not be used as a substitute for therapy or personalized mental health treatment. If you are in need of support, please consult with a licensed therapist or appropriate healthcare professional. Hello and welcome back to Project I Am, where we talk about life's tough challenges. We sometimes publish mentoring moments for counseling students. We sometimes do the occasional poem or meditation. But today, I'm your host, Dr. David Schloss, and we're going to talk about overcoming failure, career setbacks, personal disappointments, and even those moral failures that sometimes shake us to the core. Failure is uncomfortable, let's face it. It's messy. Sometimes it's embarrassing. It's humiliating. It knocks us, right? But it's also an opportunity for growth. So today I'm going to share some real stories about people who turned their setbacks into comebacks and the research behind failure and resilience. And then at the end, some practical strategies you can use to move forward. But let's be clear. We often compare our insides with other people's outsides. And when it comes to failure, whatever kind of failure, we often feel isolated and think that we're the only one. The truth is that everyone experiences failure at some point or another. So grab a notebook or just sit back and reflect as we explore how failure can actually be your greatest teacher. Let's start by acknowledging that failure is a universal experience. Brené Brown talks about the importance of daring greatly, of facing failure head on rather than avoiding it. She says, there is no innovation and creativity without failure, period. Because failure, at the end of the day, is feedback. It highlights what isn't working. It forces us to pause, to reassess, and to try again. It's in those moments of defeat that we often find clarity about what really matters and about who we really are. Steve Jobs experienced failure. He was one of the biggest, most iconic innovators of our time. In 1985, Jobs, co-founder of Apple, was fired from the very company he helped create. After a conflict with the board and executives, Jobs found himself ousted and, in his own words, publicly humiliated. Imagine the devastation of building something groundbreaking, only to be told that you're no longer needed. But Jobs later reflected on this failure as one of the most important turning points in his life. It gave him the freedom to start over. When he returned in 1997, he revolutionized the tech world with products like the iPhone, iPad, and iMac. Steve Jobs once said, "I didn't see it then, but being fired from Apple was the best thing that could have ever happened to me. It freed me to enter one of the most creative periods of my life." So, for anyone experiencing a career setback, remember this. Sometimes failure redirects you towards something even greater. Losing one opportunity doesn't mean losing your potential. Oh, that's brilliant. I want to say that one more time. Losing one opportunity doesn't mean losing your potential. Steve's story shows what feels like the end might just be the beginning of something even better. His willingness to keep going, even after such a public failure, allowed him to create a legacy that changed the world. Now let's talk about a different kind of failure, moral failure. One powerful story comes from the late NBA legend Kobe Bryant. In 2003, Kobe faced allegations of sexual assault. Though the case was settled, it severely damaged his reputation, his career, and his relationships. What's compelling, however, is how Kobe responded. He took public accountability, reconciled with his family, and worked tirelessly to rebuild trust and redefine his legacy. Years later, Kobe said, Everything negative, pressure, challenges, is all an opportunity for me to rise. You see, moral failures can feel like the hardest to overcome because they challenge who we are at our core. But here's the lesson. Growth comes when we take responsibility, repair harm where possible, and commit to doing better. The takeaway here is that moral failures, while painful, they don't have to define you forever. Growth begins when you own your mistakes, repair where you can, and commit to becoming better. Now let's explore a few other powerful research-backed ideas on failure and resilience. There's this concept that many of you may have heard of, post-traumatic growth theory. While many of us have heard of post-traumatic stress, fewer are familiar with post-traumatic growth. Researchers Dr. Richard Tedeschi and Dr. Lawrence Calhoun introduced this concept to describe the positive changes people experience after facing adversity or failure. Their studies found that people often report five areas of growth after difficult experiences: greater appreciation for life, strengthened relationships, increased personal strength, recognition of new possibilities, and spiritual or existential growth. The takeaway here is that failure can be a catalyst for profound personal transformation. It doesn't just break us down. Failure can build us up in ways that we never imagined. If you're going through failure right now, ask yourself, what possibilities has this moment revealed? What strengths did I uncover that I didn't know I had? And then we can talk about Dr. Susan David, a psychologist at Harvard Medical School. She introduced the concept of emotional agility, the ability to face your thoughts and emotions with curiosity and compassion rather than avoidance. Dr. David's research shows that people who accept their failures without over-identifying with them, well, at the end of the day, they are more resilient. They don't suppress negative feelings like shame or disappointment. Instead, they name them, process them, and use them to guide their next steps. Here is a practical exercise that Dr. David recommends. When you experience failure, pause and name the emotion you're feeling. For example, I'm disappointed, or I feel ashamed. Follow up with a question. What is this emotion teaching me about my values and next steps? You see, failure becomes more manageable when you detach your worth from your experiences. Your emotions are signals, they're not threats. And then Dr. Tina Zelig, a professor at Stanford, encourages her students to write a failure resume, a list of their biggest setbacks alongside what they learned from each experience. Why does this work? Selig explains that most of us are conditioned to hide our failures, but when we reframe them as lessons, they become powerful evidence of our resilience. So why don't you write your own failure resume? List 3 to 5 major failures or setbacks, and then next to each one, write what you learned and how it contributed to your growth. You see, this exercise shifts the narrative. Instead of seeing failure as something to be ashamed of, it becomes a stepping stone towards who you are becoming. When you combine post-traumatic growth, emotional agility, and practical exercises like the failure resume, you start to see failure as part of the journey, not the end of the story. Research shows that those who lean into these practices are better equipped to bounce back, grow, and thrive after setbacks. So to recap, post-traumatic growth theory reframes failure as a chance for positive transformation. Dr. Susan David's emotional agility focuses on facing emotions head-on with curiosity, and Dr. Tina Selig's failure resume encourages reframing as a learning opportunity. So here are four strategies to overcome failure and turn setbacks into stepping stones. One, reframe the story. Remember that failure isn't a reflection of your worth. It's a moment in time. Reframe the story you're telling yourself. Instead of saying, I failed, say, I'm learning. Two, take a pause and reflect. Sometimes failure can feel really overwhelming. Take a step back and ask yourself, what worked, what didn't, and what can I do differently next time? Thirdly, own and repair moral failures. If your failure involves hurting others, take accountability, apologize, and focus on actions that rebuild trust. Remember that actions always speak louder than words. And lastly, start small and build momentum. Start with tiny, achievable goals to rebuild your confidence. Small wins can reignite your belief in yourself. I recently asked some students to share questions about overcoming failure. And here are a couple of responses I think many of us can relate to. Question: how do you move on from moral failure when others won't forgive you? Well, I think the answer to this is to focus on your own growth and your integrity. You can't control others' forgiveness, but you can control your own actions moving forward. Do what's right and let time show that you are changing and growing and doing better. Another question was, how do you deal with fear of failing again after a major career setback? Well, I think the truth is that fear is normal, especially after a setback, but taking action is the antidote. Start small and celebrate your progress. And remember that failure means that you're trying. If you're not trying, you can't fail. Elizabeth Gilbert, she's an author, and she said, you have to decide what's more important, your fear or your growth. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for those students who gave me those questions. Keep them coming. I love hearing from you. Before we close, I want to leave you with this. Failure is not the end. It is a step on the journey. Whether you're rebuilding after a career failure, owning a moral misstep, or struggling to overcome a personal disappointment, remember, failure teaches you something you couldn't have learned in any other way. And you're not defined by one moment. You're defined by what you do next. As Winston Churchill once said, success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. Thank you for joining me today on Project I Am. If today's episode resonated with you, share it with a friend, subscribe, and leave a review. It really helps us grow and reach more people. Until next time, keep moving forward. You've got this. May you be well.
Today will be glorious. Put on your sunglasses, sunscreen, and sunsmiles. You're gonna love it.